There's a man going around taking names, and he decides.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The not lines are totally restored. You can call in with your comments and questions or text in 844-967-2789. And as always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, or go to the Apple and Google stores and download our app, or frankly, just sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. Then you say, Alexa, play Devil Radio, and take your favorite shows with you 24/7. Tell you what, click on the link that says support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, questioning the integrity of our elections, questioning our democracy. I'll tell you what, Devil Radio and the Shaw are the strongest voices in this state. Strongest unapologetic voices in this state, upholding our elections and upholding our democracy. Okay, I'm going to get in the weeds on the subpoenas. This is interesting. You should pay attention to this. Everybody listening knows, oh, well, the January 6th Commission subpoenaed some folks. All right, who are they? Well, I sort of heard some of them, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, let's tell you something else. This puts some flesh on the skeleton on the argument. Kevin McCarthy was out of his mind not to appoint five Republicans as invited on that commission. So it would have been 5-5. And even though Benny Thompson, the Democrat, would have been the chair, the rules of the commission were that no subpoena or request for testimony could go out without a majority, which means at least one Republican would have had to go along with it. That would have been a safeguard for Kevin McCarthy, who's trying to cover this up. And instead, he proposes five clowns. The clown gymnasium, Jim GYM Jordan, who was in on planning the insurrection, and a lot of other Trump or no truthers, or truthers, that kind of thing. An idiot. Because here's who finally did get subpoenaed, and this one had the support of Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. And I'm going to go through them in categories. There's 80 of them already. 80. 80 people have been requested for testimony or actually subpoenaed. Here's the way it looks. Seeking voluntary testimony, they've sent out letters to Kevin McCarthy, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, Ohio congressman in on planning the insurrection with Trump in the White House, Scott Perry, right-wing congressman from Pennsylvania, who is one of the ones that was planning the Green Bay sweep and replacing Jeffrey Clark as the attorney general, who would just by fiat say that the election was no good. Sean Hannity, a right-wing nut on Fox, who, among other things, continuously attacks vaccines when he's had a needle poked in his own arm, because that was a requirement, but he's not being asked for testimony in vaccines. He's the one that was essentially an advisor to Trump, even though he says he's a journalist. And there are all sorts of emails going back from Sean Hannity to Trump about the January 6th insurrection. He's a witness. He's a fact witness. He's not a journalist. He's a fact witness. And Ivanka Trump, Trump's daughter. They've all been asked for testimony, and none of them has agreed to give it. That would not have happened if that required one Republican supported by Kevin McCarthy on the commission. The next group of the 80, allies of Trump subpoenaed. I'll give you a couple of names. Mark Meadows, Steve Bannon, Rudy Giuliani. I've heard all those names. They've all been flat out subpoenaed, and we blow it off, they will be referred, or have been referred in some cases, for criminal prosecution. There were 19 of them. I've just given you three names. Two people have been subpoenaed for their phone records only at this point. Eric Trump and Kimberly Guilfoyle, the girlfriend of Don Trump Jr. Then there were 21 organizers and allies and people setting up the insurrection preceding January 6th. 21 of them. 21 of them are allies and planners. Roger Stone, Alex Jones, and 19 others. Lawyers. There are five of them, including Rudy Giuliani, including Sidney Powell. Department of Justice, Jeffrey Clark himself. He was going to be the lying attorney general who would falsely say the election was no good and try to stop it at the DOJ level. Seven members of the Trump campaign, seven members, have been subpoenaed. 16 White House officials have been subpoenaed. The names you will have heard: Kayleigh McEnany, Communications; Peter Navarro, the trade rep who is one of the architects of the alleged Green Bay sweep to falsely say there's something wrong with the election; and Stephen Miller. Remember Stephen Miller? He was one of his advisors on Saturday Night Live. They had people caricaturing each character. With Stephen Miller, they simply had a cobra coming out of a basket, and that was how they looked at him. In the groups that actually participated and were the frontline shock troops, seven of them, including people from the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. And then you have the fake electors. There are seven states that put up fake electors. You know, each of those states had the numbers of electors corresponding to their electoral count. So a state like Pennsylvania had quite a few. Wisconsin had 10. What the committee's done right now is subpoena two people from each of the seven states, 14 people. In Wisconsin, it's, in each case, it was the chairman of the fake electors and the secretary of the fake electors. In Wisconsin, the chairman of the fake electors was Andrew Hitt, a former chairman of the Republican Party. I don't know what he was thinking. And Kelly Ruh, R-U-H, from De Pere. She's an alderman in De Pere. She was the secretary. So 80 of them. That gives you an idea of what that committee has been up to, and it's a lot of good stuff. And in a way, it was a blessing that Kevin McCarthy was stupid enough to say, we're not going to participate, we're going to boycott it. If he had anything on the ball, he would have appointed five people who basically were loyal to him but weren't Trumpers and truthers, weren't known publicly for the big lie. And they probably would have let some of these subpoenas go out, but they certainly wouldn't have let out a demand to Kevin McCarthy himself to testify, or Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, and they would have obstructed it. There was a way to obstruct it, and he was stupid enough not to do that. When I say stupid enough, I'm not saying that condescendingly. I'm not saying that insultingly. I'm just saying that if he had an instinct for morality, he would have put five Republicans on there who wanted to get to the bottom of this thing. And I'm talking precisely about Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and other moderates. But because he is a worm-like creature who is always scheming, just trying to get himself in as speaker and is willing to destroy the country to somehow keep a majority in the party long enough to worm his way into power, that's what I'm talking about. He blew it. He absolutely blew it. And there's no going back, because now some of these people are going to actually, Kayleigh McEnany and some of them have already testified. They've already testified. And the others are going to be referred for criminal prosecution if they blow off a subpoena. So there is the status of that. I want to briefly get back to Wisconsin. We've talked in the past about Forever Chemicals, and how this guy, Fred Pren, on the DNR board, who's insisting on staying on even though his term expired May 1, and Tony Earl has appointed a successor. The Republicans in the legislature gerrymandered illegitimate, and Republican judges have said that until the Senate confirms a successor, he can stay on. And oh, by the way, they're not going to even schedule it for a vote as long as the Democrats in office. This is extending lame duck on steroids. Just came out yesterday, there are now forever chemicals at toxic levels in Wausau's drinking water. The Wausau Water Works. They serve 16,000 customers up there. Wausau has about 40,000 people. All the municipal wells of the Wausau Water Works are contaminated with forever chemicals. I don't know. You ever been to Wausau? I've been to Wausau. I like Wausau. People go there to ski. People go up there. They go up there to snowmobile. On the way up to Minocqua, I always like to jump off. There's a little joint near Wausau. Have a nice lunch. Very nice people. I know people from Wausau. Well, your water now has toxic chemicals in it because of the Republican Party. They will not rein in forever chemicals. The donors to the Republican Party will not let the DNR even test wastewater. Guess what Wausau Water Works has said they're going to do as a remedy? They're going to hand out bottled water. Just like over in Flint, Michigan. Just like up in Marinette. Everybody goes, oh, it was just Marinette. No, it's not just Marinette. And they say, oh, well, Matt said it's in Dane County's water and Milwaukee County's water and Eau Claire's and Rhineland. Yes, it is. But I don't know. We haven't heard a lot about that recently. Well, if you know anybody from Wausau, you've ever been up to Wausau, a lot of people in Wausau are going to be drinking bottled water because of the Republican Party. The whole idea behind the forever chemicals is to get the concentration under 20 parts per trillion. That's not hard to do. It can be expensive to purify things. I get it. How many cities in this state are going to be drinking bottled water? I'll tell you what. If it gets to Milwaukee and Madison, folks on State Street in Madison, folks on Wisconsin Avenue in Milwaukee, folks going to Bucks games and Brewer games and all that kind of thing are going to have to drink bottled water at some point. Then people are going to say, this is wrong. But when there's more than 20 parts per trillion of forever chemicals in the water supply, you can say that all you want. But extracting it from the groundwater is a different story. That's what you get for voting Republican. Going to a break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks.